We are starting to learn Daf Dalid Amid Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of the Amid to Das Vecham Ad Chatzos. We had in the Mishnah three shitas until when you could say Shema. Rabbi Eliezer said till the Ashmura Shaina, end of the first Ashmura. Rabbi Gamliel said, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, Chom say till Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel says the whole entire night. What's Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer? The pasuk says b'shach b'chov kumech, when I go to sleep. Rabbi Eliezer holds b'shach b'chov means the time when you go to sleep. You say Shema when you're going to sleep. You go to sleep somewhere in the first 4 hours of the night. After that, if you're going to sleep, you're going to be sleeping already. And the Chacham says chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel says the whole night, because Rabbi Gamliel holds b'shach b'chov means whenever I am sleeping. And since you sleep the whole night, so you can say Shema the whole night. So it's the Gemara the bottom of Amud Abdal Amudal Bam Amud Chomer Ma'chatzos Chacham Kaman Svirulu. How do Chacham learn the pasuk b'shach b'cha? Ikra Rabbi Eliezer, if you touch like Rabbi Eliezer, means when you go to sleep, Sviru Luhu, lame like Rabbi Eliezer. Let him say like Rabbi Eliezer until the Seif Ashmur Rishayna. Ikra Rabbi Gamliel, Sviru Luhu, if he holds like Rabbi Gamliel, which means b'shach b'cha means when I sleep, that means the whole night. Lame like Rabbi Gamliel, let him say, the Eliezer say Shema the entire night. Zok the Gemara, Oilam Kuran Gamliel, Sviru Luhu. Avadi holds like Rabbi Gamliel, that you let him say Shema the whole night. So why does Chacham say only can say Shema to Chatzos? In order to safeguard a person from Avera, Chacham made a safeguard, said only say Shema to Chatzos. Why? If a person comes home from work in the evening, let me first go to my house, I'm starving, let me eat something, drink something, take a little nap, Vespald, afterwards all Davin and say Shema. And what happens? He lands up. Next thing he knows, it's light outside. He slept the whole night and he missed Shema. Therefore, the Meda Takada, make sure you say Shema before Chatzos. What do you do now? He comes into a shul. If he likes learning Chumash, he learns Chumash. The some of us speak out this a little before night. That's why no shy learning chumash. The afida zayah should learn chumash at night. So it's not right from this gemara. I'm megad b'chadosh and va'oid svarim. In raga likra is kaira. From raga lishna is shayna. Then or you know like mishnayis learn mishnayis a little bit. And the kaira kriya shema v'espalo. Then you say shema and you daven va'oichel pita yemavarech. And then you eat your supper and your bench. And Taisa speaks out. You also speak in this gemara that you should not eat before you daven, before you say shema. So this was, the Rabbanon said, that make sure you do it this way. Anyone's over on Divrei Chachamim, Yechayiv Misa. And Pashtun means anyone's over by saying Shema after Chatzos, he's Chayiv Misa. Right, the Gemara, Maishto v'chol duchta loiktar Chayiv Misa. We never say Chayiv Misa on something that the Chachamim said. And all of a sudden here, Maishto hacha duchta Chayiv Misa. And here you say Chayiv Misa. So by saying Shem da'oinish, the Ika Oynes Shina, because sleep is very strong in Sahara, therefore the Chum had to warn you very stark, say, Akol Oyva Chum Chayim Misa, to make sure you say Shema before Chatzos. The Bei Seim, Malfukim Ani Rabba, Tfilas Arvish Vashos. The Bei Seim says, going on the Maspal, that says, you have to have Ma'ariv. Some people think that Ma'ariv is a Rashos, you don't have to have Ma'ariv. Says, no, Oyva Dibra Chum Chayim Misa, the teacher us that it's a Choyva. The boy is here, Fukim on the arm, but Tfilas Arvish Rishos, Kamash Malon, the Choyva, it's a Choyva. Omama, we just learned that what do you do, what's the order? In this price, it says, Kairi Kriya Shema Mespal. First you say Shema, then you dame Shemana Esra. Mesayei Leleb Yechanon, the Omer Yechanon, Ezu Ben Oilam Abba. Who's a Ben Oilam Abba? Zah, Soymech Geulo Tfilas Shal Arvish. We know that by Shachris, everyone agrees, you have to be Soymech Geulo Tfilas, say Gal Yisrael, then Davin, and it comes from a pasuk that says in Tehillim Hashem Tzuri v'Goyali, and afterwards it says Yancha Hashem v'Yoyim Tzara, that first you thank Hashem for saving you, and then you daven to Hashem v'Yoyim Tzara. And the Yishalmi gives a mashal. It's like someone who knocks on a door. He has a guy. He goes to there's a rich person. Says, "I'm gonna give him $1 million today." He knocks on the door, and as he hears the guy coming, he runs away. That's what he does. He's crazy. The if he opens the door, he's not there. Same thing, you give shvach to Hashem with the gula, so right there Hashem comes to listen to the kaviyach, listen to the shvach, and then you're supposed to right away, you ask Hashem for whatever you want, you damash menes, right? You don't leave, you don't run away. And therefore, there's some gula l'tfila. This is Rashi's muscle. So Rabbi Eichlin says that not only in the morning we have Gula Tefillah. Why is the Pasht as Gula Tefillah in the morning? Because that's when the Gula was. The Gula of Mitzrayim was in the morning. What about at night? Do you have to say Gula Tefillah at night or not? So Rabbi Eichlin says, Ezu ben el mabaz, that's same Gula Tefillah shel Arvis. Why is it called Ben el mabaz? Look at Rabbi Yonah has Pshat. Why is it called Ben el mabaz for this? Rabbi Shimon Levi, Tefillahs be'emtza tikrum. Rabbi Shimon Levi says something is half us. We don't do it, so we don't understand. But Rabbi Shimon Levi holds, he says Shema in the morning. That's first, then you daven Shema Esrei. By Mari, you daven Shema Esrei first, and then you say Shema. Opposite order. The Shema Esrei are in between the Kriya Shema. That's what Rabbi Shimon Levi says. So our Brice here, it says, Kari Kriya Shema, Umespalel is a riot to Rabbi Yechna Menuri. But Micah Mifligi, what's the Bi'ah Machloikis? Rab Yeshua Belevi Rabbi Yechanan, if you have Gula Tefillah by Ma'ariv, so Yibayis Emekroi, Yibayis Emesvara, either it's from a Pasuk or it's a Svara. Yibayis Emesvara, the Rabbi Yechanan saw, but Gula Murtanami Hava, they were stuck with Gula at night also, because they found out they're going out of Mitzrayim at night. Parare told them to leave at night. El Guli Ma'ariv Salav El Atzafra, the main Gula is in the morning, but there is a little Gula at night, so you could have Gal Yisrael at night also. Yeshua Belevi saw, but Kivin Lav El Atzafra, since the Ikka Gula going in the morning, lo have a Gula Me'al Yisrael. It's not called Gula, and you don't say Gal Yisrael at night. So that's one pshat of Machlekes and Svara. But by you say Mekra, others say that Machlekes in, the other pshat is that Machlekes in the Pesukim. Shnei Mekra Echa Darshi, both Darshi one Pasuk, the Chsiv, B'shach B'chol V'kumecha. In Shema, we are Makish, we make a Hekish, waking up and going to sleep. Rechon Sava, Makash Shkiva L'kima. Makima, just like when you wake up in the morning. The order is Kriya Shema Vacha Tefila Av Shchiva Nami. We go to sleep also. The order is Kriya Shema Vacha Tefila. Just like the morning by Shacharis, it's Kriya Shema Dan Tefila. By going to sleep also by Ma'ariv, it's Kriya Shema Vacha Tefila. Rabbi Shimon Levi saw a Makish Shchiva Lekima. Makima Kriya Shema Samach Mitasai. Just like the morning, wake up. What's the thing closest to your bed? Kriya Shema. So when you go to sleep also, the thing closest to your bed is Kriya Shema. First Menasri, then Kriya Shema. Av Shchiva Nami. So that's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Meshua Malevi. If you do the order is Shema, then Tefillah. Because the Shalit have to be Samach Gal Yisrael to Shema Esrei. Masim Arbrei Ravina Aisra Kasha. It says in the Mishnah later on, Be'erev in the evening, Mavarach Shtayim for now, two brachas before, you know, Oyev Maravarav and Oyev Yisrael, Oyev Amma Yisrael, Vishtayim Lachraha, you have Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. V'amrit boyle mismach. If you have to have smichas gula tefila, is Gal Yisrael next to tefila? No, you have hashkivenu. Haloi kosamach gula tefila. The boyle mem hashkivenu. So it's a kasha of Yechanan. Everything Gemara Amri kiven tekinu rabbanu hashkivenu. Since the rabbanu masakin hashkivenu ke geula arich the dami. It's like one long geula. And we'll come back to this in a second. He brings a raya. L'itayma hachi shachris. We know you have to have smicha gula tefila. Gal Yisrael to Shachris. Shachris, Eichem Matzi Samach, Ha'am Rav Yechem, Tchila Am Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Ob Seifu Am Ha'i Yirotzim Rinfi. You say beginning Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. So you're not Samach Le Tvila. Ella, Hasam, Kivin Tkin Rabbana Lema Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. The Kar Rabbana wants to say that. Ke Tvila Arich Dam, it's one long Tvila. Hachinami, Kivin Tkin Rabbana Lema Hashkeveinu. Since you have to say Hashkeveinu, Ke Gula Arich Dam. So it's bothering me, Adon Chab Tadimyan. Hashem Sefasai Tiftach is part of Shemin Esrei, so it's Tefillah Arichta. How is Hashkivenu a Geula Arichta? It's part of Geula? Hashkivenu is a Tefillah, davening to Hashem to protect you from Azikim. How is that a Geula Arichta? So the Rabbi Yonah asked the Kasha. Rabbi Yonah says that B'shas Tzis Mitzrayim, they also daven to Hashem, save us from the Mashchis, save us from the Mazikim. So Hashkivenu is part of the Geula Arichta. That's one point. Another point, you have to speak out Tosis' point. That we're saying here, you have to have at night, we pass the Rabbi Yechanan, you have to be Soymech Geula L'Tvila. So Tosis says, how do you say Yira Anenu? We know we say Yira Anenu by Ma'ariv. So how do you say Geula L'Tvila? So Tosis' answer is maybe this is Geula Richta, Yira Anenu is Geula Richta. Anyway, Varen's how you say Kaddish in between. And it goes the whole discussion, and this is the Makar for a lot of people not to say Yira Anenu, because it's not Soymech Geula L'Tvila. That's Pshat Negoyin doesn't say Yira Anenu. But by the way, the Goyin doesn't say Vashom Rabbi Yisrael either. So all those people can't chop a guy in halfway. They don't say Vashom Rabbeinu Yisrael either. And the Yeshivish Chevra chop the guy in not to call out Rosh Chodesh, even though it's brought down in Medane Yonta, Divrei Chamuda is brought down already, that Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to call out Yav Yavai between Gol Yisrael and thing. It's the same thing like Yerenenu. It's not a hefsek ayin sham. Okay. Amram Leza Amram Avina. Anyone who says Tehillah Davar, which is known as Ashrei, he says it three times a day, he's Muftach, he's a Ben Elam Abba. My timer, Ilayim Shem Da'asib Alpeis, if, because there's a special thing that you say a Shvach and a Karis Baruch with every single ois in the alphabet. So if, because Alpeis, name Ashrei Tzvim Yederach, say the Psukim Ashrei Tzvim Yederach, that's the capital Kuf for your test, that has eight Psukim each time of every Alpeis, say that. But the also with time you happen, it comes eight times. Each pasuk is eight times. Imagine you say that every day, kuf your test. You have to say that kuf your test. Maybe that's to get on. But why dafka Ashrei? Elo, mishum the ispe peseach is hadecha. Because the pasuk in Ashrei says peseach is hadecha maspil chachar yisrael. The Ebrister gives everyone panasa. So break the gemara. That's the godless of Ashrei. Name a halagodol. Say halagodol, which is hoydlo Hashem kitoy kum chastoy. All those pesukim. And it says there, noisin lechem lechol basa, kilo yom chastai. So say that, The ksibbe, noisin lechem lechol basa. Elam shun nisbe tarati. Ashrei has two things. It has aleph beis, and it has pseach hasedecha. Therefore, it has both milas. That's why we say that every day, and we say that three times a day. Yimuftok lo yom haba. Or v'yechron, pein ma'an lo yin emar nun ba'ashrei. There's no nun in Ashrei. It goes from machus chamachus kolom shal kol rodar, semech Hashem lechol noiflim. There's no nun. There's no nun in Ashrei. Why not? But replace yes by my palosim shoshoni Yisrael. There's a pasuk where it starts with a nun that talks about the nefila of klal Yisrael and they never get up. The chesiv nafla loy soisif kum besulas Yisrael. They won't get up anymore. Nafla, they fell down loy soisif kum besulas. They won't get up anymore. Since the nun would be a remes to that pasuk of nefila klal Yisrael, we took it out. Marava have a different way to touch a pasuk in a good way. Marava matatzel lehachi nafla. They touch like this. Nafla, they fell, but they're not going to fall again. And stand up, Psulos Yisrael. I don't know if they said it. I don't know if they have the way Taisha, but I don't know if they said it. It's not part, they couldn't change Dovid HaMelech's Ashrei. They couldn't do that. Rav Nachman, yes. Even though they didn't say Nun, still Dovid was Meramez to the field of Klai Yisrael, and he was of a Samchon. He picked them back up. Ruach Kodesh. Nemar Soimech Hashem L'chol Anoiflim. Which is that pasuk, Hashem picks up all the fallen ones. Omer Ablaza Bar Avina. Goldo Mashenem Mechol Yosef Mashenem VeGavriel. Mechol's power as a malach is bigger than Gavriel. The Yom Mechol Ksiv VaYo'ef Elai Echad Manasrofim. One of Asrofim jumped to me, which is Mechol. We'll see in a second. But you see, it's one jump from Shemaim till Oretz. One jump VaYo'ef. I saw in a nevuah, but chilam buaf biyav. Double lashon. He took two jumps to get here. Now, how do you know the first pasuk echam and asrafim is mechal? The second one says Gabriel, but how do you know first one is mechal? My mashma, dai echad mechal hu. Amar v'yechlin asya echad echad. Ksiv hachav v'yav alai echad and asrafim. V'ksiv hashem says in the pasuk v'yin mechal echad hasar marashayin b'ol azreini. See, mechal is called echad. So to be tackled with the brayes like that, Tana Mechal ba'achas Mechal is one jump, Gabriel b'shtayim is two jumps, Eliyahu ba'arba, Yaakov is four jumps, Malach Hamavis b'shmoina, u'v'shasim a'geifa ba'achas with one. Now what's an a'geia? How many times Mechal Gabriel jump and Malach Hamavis jump? Who cares how much they jump? It's very important, but what's an a'geia us? Zokti Marashol, the a'geia us is to know that Midas Arachman Makarish Baruch Mechal is the Malach of Midas Arachman. He comes to save us in one jump. Gabriel is the Midas Hadin. The punish takes two jumps. The Malach HaMoves is eight jumps till he gets there. Why are so many jumps? He gives the people chance to do tshuva. And therefore, Malach HaMoves takes eight jumps to get it. From a Geifa, it's different. It's one jump, but the Midas HaRachim is much stronger than Midas HaDin. Therefore, it's one jump. Masha'inkin, the Midas HaDin, either two jumps or eight jumps from the Malach HaMoves.